Well, today we get to look at the final chapter in the second letter of Timothy that Paul wrote to Timothy. We're getting to the finish line, but first I want to tell you a little bit about last week at the Grand Prix at Phillip Island. Here's the winner of the race, Alex Rins. He's looking pretty happy with his trophy, and he earned it, going 300 kilometres an hour around that track plenty of times. A lot of guys didn't finish the race. In fact, I was actually going for the Aussie, Jack Miller, and he ironically was, disqualified from the race because Alex Marquez ran into him, collided with him at the newly named Miller Corner. So that was a shame for him. But you know what, he could have been really cranky and held a grudge against Marquez, but he didn't. He was actually just really, really gracious. And of course, Marquez did the wrong thing by colliding with him, and he was penalised for that. But Miller just shook it off, and he was just really, really gracious. In fact, the first thing he did when he got off the track was go to his dad and just give his dad a big hug. That's how he recovered from being, knocked out of the race. And I thought that was just a really beautiful thing to watch. I was impressed how he got over his disappointment of being knocked out the race. And I don't know how these guys get up again. You're coming off at 300 kilometres an hour, they just get up and look forward to the next race. So Miller, he'll come back, he'll have his next race. It's exciting sport, motorcycle racing. Now in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, Paul likens our lives to a different race, more of a running race. And it's a good metaphor, I think. And today, as we consider running the race of life, I want to encourage us all to have a similar attitude to Jack Miller. When we get knocked down or knocked out or have accidents or come across opposition, we too can just actually shake it off, be forgiving, get up and get going again. And we can go to our Heavenly Father, metaphorically, for a big hug. You can just picture yourself going to God for a hug and saying, hey, this is pretty crappy, but hug will make it a lot better, and get on with it. And look forward to the future with peace and positivity. So there's many more metaphors in this second letter to Timothy in this fourth chapter, which we're looking at today. Another one is where Paul says his life is almost over. He says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near." Now that Greek word for departure can paint many pictures. And one of the things that it paints most is of a yacht hoisting up an anchor and setting sail. A departure of a yacht, pulling up the anchor and setting sail for another shore. And it's a beautiful expression of the end of a life of a disciple of Jesus. When we are leaving this life, we do hoist our anchor and we go out and we leave for a better shore, the shore of heaven. Paul is saying that when he's letting go of his life here, he is looking forward to the next and he's prepared to set sail. And as he does that, he reflects, he says, "My life has been like a drink offering poured out." He had emptied himself for Jesus Christ. He held nothing back. He left it all out on a playing field or on the track, so to speak. He gave it all like any MotoGP rider would, and any athlete running to win the prize. His life was an act of total surrender and worship to Jesus. So the question today is yours and is mine. What do we truly give our all to? How many of us empty ourselves completely for Jesus? Now, I can't answer for you, but I know that in this life, I want to accomplish everything that God has called me to do. And I want to do it wholeheartedly. So I won't be ashamed or disappointed or disqualified from the race. How we run our race matters. And what we leave behind matters too. I often like to think of the wake that boats leave behind. As a boat moves through the water, It leaves behind an imprint on the water where it's been. And I think our lives do that too, the way we walk through our lives. When we leave a room, we leave something behind, something people remember us by. Either we left a sweet-smelling fragrance or a positive energy or a positive feeling or a blessing, or we've left something a little bit more negative, and that's what people remember after we've left the room or left our lives, so to speak. At an Arrow Leadership Conference a few years ago, they had us go through an exercise just to think about the wake we leave behind in everything that we want to accomplish. You know, even in our race for Jesus, in our walk in life, we have heaps we want to accomplish. And they took us outside to the driveway. So I just want to imagine you standing at the start of the driveway, the church driveway, down at the very start. That's now in the present. And then walking up just to where the office doors are, you can imagine that's in 1 or 2 years' time. And I just want you to think about what you want to accomplish in that 1 or 2 years. And so you've walked up and you've accomplished that in 2 years. And then you walk up a bit further to outside these doors. And we can say that's in 5 years' time. What do you want to accomplish in 5 years? And you can imagine yourself accomplishing that and walking up to here. And then 10 years at the little church door. And then up the very top of the driveway, let's say that's the end of your life. That's where the race is finished. That's the finish line. And I want you to turn around and look back at all that you've accomplished over those years, over your life, and reflect and think, wow, I did all that. I did all that for Jesus. I did all that, and it's wonderful. But now you need to ask, do you like who you are at that point? And do you like what wake you left behind? What will people remember? Will they remember that you pushed your way through to get those things done, that you trampled on people to make those things happen? Or will you be remembered as someone who was, you know, fair and loving and supportive and patient and kind? So how we go through our race matters just as much as what we accomplish. The wake Jack Miller left behind was being kind and gracious to his colleagues, even when they didn't deserve it. And he's remembered for that. He didn't hold a grudge. And Paul, with all he accomplished in his life and all he left behind, he left a wake that was truly honouring to God. He was able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Meaning he protected the faith, he promoted the faith, he spread the good news, he persevered in great times of difficulty and hardship and suffering and opposition. And he could do that with the resilience because he knew what lay ahead for him at the end of his life, a crown of righteousness. Now, in Paul's day, at the end of a race, the winner was declared and they got a crown put on their head. It wasn't a fancy crown made of gold or silver, but one of pine or olive branches and leaves. So it wasn't a special trophy like winners get today, but it was a prize highly regarded by everyone. It was public recognition of skill and commitment and discipline and hard training and self-control and self-mastery, everything that it took to win that race. To be awarded the victor's crown brought a person great acclaim and honour and respect in the eyes of the adoring public. And so it was every athlete's desire and dream to win the prize. For Christians running their race for Jesus and giving their all, wholeheartedly pursuing Jesus' plan for their lives, there is no greater reward than receiving a crown from him, from the Lord himself. He's actually waiting at the finish line to put a crown of righteousness on our heads. For our faithfulness in the race that we've run here on earth for him. And so with that ahead of us, we can persevere through hard times, through opposition, And we can give our all with every bit of spiritual and mental and physical strength to keep spreading the good news of the gospel. And even when we're tempted to let weariness set in or we face opposition and hardship, we can keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on what Jesus has for us ahead. We can endure even when we feel like everyone is against us, knowing that Jesus and God is in our corner. That's how Paul experienced his race at the end. He went through a really tough time. He was in prison. He was on trial. No one came to defend him in the trial. All his friends abandoned him, left him for dead. But he didn't hold that against them. He didn't hold a grudge, but he looked to his Father. And he said, "But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and spread to all the Gentiles and throughout the world." And he knew that just as God had kept him safe in the past, God would bring him safely home to his heavenly home. And so he could stay positive right to the end. He said, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen." You know, if we can actually be like Paul through our tough times, to keep going against opposition when things are tough, and continue the race, knowing God is in our corner and he has his back, he has our backs. He's always there for us, no matter what, no matter what we come against, no matter what knocks us down, we can get up again and pursue the tasks assigned to us. We can continue spreading the gospel, spreading the good news, and continue doing God's work for God's glory, not to make a name for ourselves or to get worldly recognition like motorbike racers and athletes do, but for God's honour and for God's glory. And we can do this because God is with us. God is for us. He's got us. He's brought us safe this far. And he will finish the work he started in us and bring it to completion. So we have everything we need to finish well. We can be like Paul, who poured out his life as an act of worship. His life was marked by faithfulness. He left a positive wake behind. He influenced others for the gospel, especially Timothy. And he knew absolutely that God rewards his faithful servants. And so today I want us to ponder how we can finish well. We don't exactly know when we'll reach the finish line. It might be sooner for some of us than others. But I don't want any of us to be disqualified or put out of the race or give up when times are tough, because God rewards the faithful. I want us all to be able to say at the end of our days, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Mm-hmm.